The Rasmussen Foundation is contributing $2 million to expand their community asset building initiative over the next 3 years. It's an opportunity for communities to develop their own philanthropic organizations. KDLG's Daisha Eaton has more.
Candace Winkler is the executive director of the Alaska Community Foundation, a statewide nonprofit that works to grow philanthropy in Alaska. She says the expansion of the Community Asset Initiative will provide communities with training and assistance to develop local foundations.
We bring in national experts in the field of fundraising and community foundation work. This is a partnership with Rasmussen Foundation, so they're also getting some technical assistance from them. And they get re-grant dollars, so while they're trying to build their philanthropic funds, they'll receive some dollars that can be made immediately in their communities in the form of grants to nonprofits.
The initiative provides a 2-to-1 match for the first $25,000 raised. And Winkler says, importantly, when affiliates partner with ACF and Rasmussen, they virtually eliminate startup costs. ACF and Rasmussen launched the Community Asset Building Initiative back in 2007. The initiative created 5 original affiliates in Chilkat Valley, Talkeetna, Petersburg, Seward, and the Kenai Peninsula. In less than 5 years, those affiliates are worth more than $3.7 million. The selection process, Winkler explains, will be competitive.
We will have an application process for the next 4 to 6 months. We'll really be talking with people, determining which communities are interested, providing some technical assistance around the actual application process, and we'll be looking to select communities that we view are prepared and ready to take on the challenge.
The application process should be in full swing by springtime. Winkler says they've had great success with development of the first 5 affiliates, and Seward is the shining star.
Seward, really, in many ways, has a great story to tell. Starting with just really a dream, they now, 3.5 years later, have about a $2.5 million endowment. They were successful in receiving a $1.9 million unrestricted bequest from a Sewardite who had lived in their community for many years and had put the Seward Community Foundation fund in his will. Those funds now will be able to benefit the community of Seward for years to come.
Paul Ruppel is with the Seward Community Foundation. He says Seward has grown their foundation to $2.3 million in just 4 years, and the community of around 3,000 is starting to see the money make a difference.
This year, 2011, we've awarded close to $25,000 in grants. We gave a grant of $1,000 to the Moose Pass Library to purchase new books. We awarded $5,000 to the Seward Senior Citizens Center towards remodeling their kitchen. We awarded $1,000 to Save Our Seward Pets, an organization. They're going to use the money for spaying and neutering.
And the list goes on. In addition, Ruppel says the foundation funds have allowed the community to offer mini-grants of $250, a quick way to infuse capital into local nonprofits when they need it in a hurry. Ruppel explains the foundation has freed local nonprofits up from time-consuming annual fundraisers, allowing them to concentrate on providing important services. And he says the foundation has become even more critical as state and federal funding disappears.
We didn't realize it when we first started, but we're hearing back from the organizations that, yes, federal funding and state funding is being cut back. It's also being delayed, which gives a financial crimp to some of the organizations, and we provide another resource for them to gather funds.
Ruppel says it's a bit of work to get a community foundation started, but it's worth it.
It takes a little bit of effort to inform the public as to exactly what it is you are. Some people don't understand quite what a community foundation is. I equate it to, I used to play Monopoly when I was growing up, and the one corner of the Monopoly board is community chest. That's what I equate it to.
The Alaska Community Foundation is looking to add 3 or 4 more affiliates in 2012. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.